Go Loud. Talking Bollocks, a Go Loud original podcast. Sponsored by Right Style Furniture. Right price, right style, right now. Visit rightstyle.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
Are you in the middle of turning your house into a home? Get down to Right Style Furniture, an Irish family-run spot that are actually sound and won't sell you a sofa that looks like it's Elvis Skip. The house package sales are unreal. Sofas, beds, dining sets, the full works from just €3,649. Plus, they're in Font Hill, Belgard and now Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Font Hill and Omni. Handy if you're working all day. I got my corner sofa off them and I need the fire brigade to get me up off the thing. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use the promo code GET10 for 10% off.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your witness now. Tell your body your
head.
Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
The hypnotist.
So we're in it.
We are in.
Right, so I better intro the guests. Yeah. So I'm joined by two guests, two regulars. One is probably a stalwart of Talking Bollocks at this rate. When she's not on stages up and down the country, she's running laps around the city.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't run at the moment now, I'm injured, but thanks for the hype.
Yeah. And two who are left is one of the more recognisable faces lately on Instagram and TikTok. When he's not terrorising people of Dublin, he's terrorising people of Fair City as Steonash. It's Jer Jordan and Enya Martin.
Great intro.
How you is, like that? Yeah, that was lovely, yeah.
And the producer today is Ed Smith.
How are we doing? What a day.
Ed, you were saying you had a bad day today.
Well, a bad start. The weather is...
absolutely terrible.
Biblically bad.
Yeah, I'm wearing my dog walking runners. That's how bad the weather is.
I was wondering what the smell was.
Yeah, sound, thanks.
But my wallet and my earbuds case fell out of my jacket pocket and I was trying to retrace my steps on my Dublin bike and I'm like, what's the point? I'm cycling from Stony Batter.
Wallet's actually gone.
Yeah, fell out, yeah.
What about your earbud? Can you not do the Find My Earbud
thing?
Oh,
look, if I could only afford them. I don't know if the Tesco
It's always when you're in a rush as well.
It's always when you're in a rush. So I had to ring the bank and a lovely lady from AIB took about an hour and a half to go to cancel my cards. I'm like, oh.
That's spent,
They've gone through.
You're broke
they've
already.
Gone through deals right now. So look, it's fine. I'm just glad to be here, Les. Thanks for having me, I must say.
We were talking there just before we started recording about Ronaldo and the Carry On from last night.
I started following United because of Ronaldo. Oh, I used to be mad about him, like back when I was like 15, 16. Actually, no, I would have been only about 13, 14 actually when he joined United. And then obviously went to Madrid. And I just think he's gone mad cocky now. I don't really like him that much anymore.
In the mad, like, think of like what you've achieved since then. And he's still playing football.
I know.
Isn't that mad?
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
He's 40
years of age. 40 years of age, still playing football.
But hasn't he always been like that cocky? Hasn't he though? He has always had that bit of arrogance about him anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like he's always had that bit of, even when he was young.
Do you think you have to have that bit of arrogance to get to the top though?
I think money definitely made him 1,000 times more confident. And like, did you see his interview with Piers Morgan? And he was like, Messi, just because Messi won the World Cup, they won it 2 times before Messi was there. And I was like, what are you trying to belittle him for? Yeah. Like, you still won the World
Cup.
It is
petty, isn't it? Yeah. He's worth £1 billion.
Billions.
First footballer ever to become a billionaire. Like how? How does that even happen? Like where is he getting the money? Like where does his money come from?
Saudi. All of it's come from Saudi.
How much are they giving
him? Isn't he getting a certain percentage of like the World Cup takings as well or something if they get
from Saudi Arabia?
Something like that, yeah.
Fuck, I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. His contract is nuts. Like.
It's mad, isn't it?
And he gets mad money per goal as well. So like it's all
for them. Yeah.
I'd say it's none to him anymore. Like money's just no object. Like he has more money than he knows what to do with.
It'll never be spent.
Yeah.
Like you'll never not have money. You know what I mean? It'll never be broke.
See, he said they recently bought his own plane.
Yeah.
But you'd
have to. Like, what else do you spend the money on?
Because you know the way you can charter private jets. Like, he just bought his own plane. He said, I was getting sick of the old one, so I got a new one.
Yeah.
And he has 42 cars.
He says he doesn't know how many cars he has. And like, Piers Morgan's trying to get him to put a number on it. And he's like, what, 30, 40? He's like, probably, yeah. And he doesn't know, like, he's like, what cars do you have? And he's like, oh, I have a Bugatti, definitely. I don't know the rest.
He's a collector of the Bugatti, I think. It's like 6 million a pop.
Yeah.
Car he's spending on. But you get to a level where you're right.
Yeah.
What do you spend your money on then?
It's like tapping your card.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you go out to buy a coffee and you tap your card, you know it's going to go through. I know coffee's expensive these days, but you know, yeah.
Should you see his board's engagement ring?
No.
It's 1 million or something, was it?
Like 6 million or something. Yeah. That's like a month's wages. That's it. There you go.
I wonder, does he even actually spend money? But like, see the way he's living in Saudi Arabia, surely they're paying for that. Like, here's the best, like, penthouse, rent is free.
I wouldn't say he's paying anything over there. I'd say he's getting gifts every day and all.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, there's a gift. I'd say the ring was free.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yeah, because it's going to be plastered everywhere, yeah, isn't it? But we were down in the RDS yesterday, and there was gangs of people outside the hotel. They were staying in the Intercontinental. And I was thinking, like, it's mad. Mm. Just to see Ronaldo, that game sold out in the Aviva last night, and it was because of Ronaldo.
But I'm like,
he's not even... It's on Ronaldo 10 years ago, where he's going to come out and he's going to bang in a hat-trick, and you're like, that was class. You know what I mean?
But you know what it is? You're watching like a Maradona or a Pele in action now. Do you know what I mean?
No, but it's not as if he's going to do like this moment of magic. What's the odds on him doing a moment of magic? Do you know what I mean? And you're like, fuck, I was there when he done that little pirouette and he dropped the shoulder and he nuts Tim and he put it in the top corner. He's not going to do that.
But then if he does it, you're not surprised either. Do you know what I mean?
But then on the flip side, you can say, I was there when Ronaldo threw the tantrum.
Exactly. Yeah, or when we beat Portugal 2-0 and Ronaldo got sent off. Like, that game will go down in history. You know, like you said, 90% of people there, unfortunately, were there to expect to get beaten, like, you know. But like, I seen actually when he was walking through the tunnel when he got sent off, like, there was a picture and like all the stewards were like leaning over, not even doing their job, just taking pictures of Ronaldo.
Mad. But a couple of weeks ago, someone sent in a question here, and it was like, what's something that you should stop doing when you get older? Mm. So like in your 30s and 40s. And I think it was Shane Todd said you should stop wearing tracksuits. And I was like, that's not wrong, because my dad's mates do wear tracksuits and they're fresh. You know what I mean? So I was like, I don't think there's an age limit on that. But then I seen Ronaldo and something struck me with him. He's 40. Mm. Yeah, 40 years of age and still wearing earrings.
Yeah, you talking about the old diamond earrings?
He has a stud in the ear. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on, mate.
I went through a phase of that as well. You must have went through a phase.
Well, we were teenagers,
but you're not 40 years of age. Yeah. And I know it's Ronaldo and all, but come on, mate.
But again, it goes back to the point of, what do you spend your money on?
Earrings.
I mean, they're probably expensive.
Probably a million euro on his ear.
Yeah, but come on. Like, we all know people who have a few quid and they're wearing clothes and they're like, yeah, put the design on. You're like, yeah, put the epoxy.
I know.
You know what I mean? You're only wearing it.
Both of them done.
Yeah, I'm more likely he has both of them going, but like, still, you're 40, stop wearing earrings.
A nose ring, I'd love to see him with a nose ring, that'd be something.
Oh no, that'd be too much now, he'd be too much.
Yeah, he'd look a bit odd now with a nose ring.
A lump of a diamond on the side of his nose, anything's possible.
He does, but you're right with the diamond earrings. They were like, back in the day, remember you used to wear the diamond earrings when you're going out, you'd have the green in the earring.
Beckham even was wearing a diamond earring. Yeah. Like, I remember being in like tour of four class, and like, footballers were so, like, I remember now, were so impressionable on young boys, like, with the hairstyles, the earrings, like, the tracksuits.
Do you remember when Fernando Torres had the mullet and everyone got the mullet, and then he got the dyed bit in the mullet and the earrings and all, and he used to straighten him with the Dax wax straight up like that,
hair tip with the grease.
This was Dublin in the north, he said.
I think that's another thing, like, stop growing a mullet.
But like, now mullets are pop on mullets, though, like that Billy Ray Cyrus mullets.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the rugby boys? The lads who are playing for Ireland, they will have mullets, and I'm like, lads, will you use cop on as well?
Cletus from The Simpsons, that's what it's like.
One of the boys off Ireland has one, like a proper yoke, shaved at the sides, big fucking mullet on the back of his head. And I was like, he's a fucking...
Nobody's going to say it to him, are they?
Well, you look like a fucking...
All the talk about Ronaldo, we got to talk about Troy Parrott as well.
Troy Parrott, Spurs
legend.
Absolute legend.
I really hope we're turning a corner, because, like, it's since 2002, I remember, was the last. And then obviously when we're in the Euros and Robbie Brady scored a goal, like, and then obviously Thierry Henry, handball, and like, it's always like pivotal moments, like, in those qualifiers. But I really hope we're turning a corner and like, this generation get to see a good Ireland team, you know?
The 90s. Like, you shared something last night.
Yeah, at the Walk and Sound Roundabout. Like, that was Italia 90, I think it was.
I remember the World Cup in 2002. I remember it well. And do you know what else? I had to look this up the other day. Well, like, remember back in primary school, for that World Cup, you used to bring you into the hall and watch it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah. I'm nearly sure, right? I have a memory in my head of Ireland playing Iran to qualify for that World Cup and watching it in school. But in my memory, which obviously it's not right, but in my memory, they were like 2 weeks apart. But obviously, how could you qualify for a World Cup that's in 2 weeks? Yeah. Anyway, the months in advance.
Was it a playoff?
The playoff, but that playoff was in November. I looked her up the other day. That playoff was in November. And I was like, I remember watching that in school, though.
I remember actually watching, remember Ronaldinho against England?
Yeah.
The chip?
Yeah.
That was in
that was the
class,
O2 World Cup, You were in sixth class watching that?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think it was in sixth class.
I was in second class, yeah. I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going into the hall.
And the thing is,
watching it on a monitor like that size, it's only about like a fucking 12-inch monitor.
Tiny.
300 shootings.
Tellies, like, yeah.
300 shootings all day watching it, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And like, if you think about it now, did you ever go into someone's camp and you're like, Jace, that telly's a bit small, what's that, 40 inch?
Yeah.
I was at the last time there, Ireland qualified for the 2016 Euros. I was at that playoff.
Wow.
It was actually on my birthday. I was at that and Jonathan Walters scored a penalty and the whole place was buzzing. And I mean, this was in November, going to the Euros in the summer. I mean, mate actually went to the Euros then as well in France. And I was like, that looks fucking deadly. That's what the country needs. You know, the point that everyone, everything that's going on with the country now, everyone fucking at each other's throats,
yeah.
We qualified for a major tournament. I'm telling you now, so everyone
hopefully
forget
you bring
everything.
People together, like,
yeah,
you know, forget everything. A sense of community, like.
Buntings everywhere, there'll be days off work. There won't be a child washed. I'm telling you. It'll be fucking
everyone's
deadly.
Skipping work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been so long, hasn't it, since we've had something.
Do we have any questions
we
from...
We do.
Yeah, the listeners.
Hey, lads. Would love a man's perspective on this.
Lovely.
Sorry, Anna. On this, because all the girls are saying get rid. Seeing this fella for a while, 4 dates, but every time we go out for food, he gets chicken wings. Last time he ate like a kilo of chicken wings by himself, he said, ah, we'll share them. But sure, I would only eat one or two. I had my own food ordered. Do you think I should be worried about this? What if that's all he eats? I don't want to have to be looking up menus in advance, making sure there are chicken wings on it. Mary Louise in Port Leash.
What a name.
What, now, chicken wing anxiety?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I haven't been on a 4-day in years and hopefully I'll never have to go on another 4-day, right? But if I was going on a 4-day, I don't think I'd order chicken wings.
Very messy.
It's very messy. Very, very messy.
It depends on where you are. If you're in Elephant and Castle, yeah. I'm ordering, but that's what I mean. Was he in Elephant and Castle? That this is a big
show. Well, they're on 4 dates. So what are you going to every Elephant and Castle?
I don't know.
There could be. There's a few of them.
He's probably actively seeking out like places that sell kilos of chicken wings.
Yeah. He's a content creator on the side.
Look at his search history.
That's all he's eating though. There's nothing. That's for main starter.
He has to have chips with that as well or something, does he?
Yeah.
Surely.
Wings with orange shoes.
But no, I don't. Personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As long as he's cleaned up his fingers afterwards.
Every time you're going out and bleeding, getting chicken wings. It's a bit childish, no?
I kind of like chicken wings. So
I'm partial to a chicken wing myself, but not every meal.
Not on a first date.
Not on a fourth. Definitely not a fourth date.
Did you not say they had 4 dates? No.
Yeah, but
for every date he's.
Oh, every date.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, that scene in White Chicks where you're like how do men feel about women eating chicken wings?
Fine.
I don't mind, but like, as I said, it's messy.
It's arousing.
Like, do you know what I mean? And then, like, are they going to be licking fingers and they're going to be bleeding, you know? And
See, some people are good at eating the stuff like that. Yeah. I wouldn't be personally. I sweat and all of it. Yeah. I'd be like, all over and I feel like
bone.
Everyone's watching
bring
me.
Bring in a change of clothes.
See, I'd love to weigh the bowl because I strip the fucking every bit of meat off that is gone. I'm back in there and I'd be like, she probably thinks I'm a fucking weirdo.
You're like a Looney Tune.
Yeah.
If he eats.
The chicken leg and the.
That's me.
If he eats them, okay, he's fine.
Yeah. When we go out for like a steak, you know, if there's a bone on it, I'd be saying to me, board, do you reckon I get away with like chewing on that? Like, do you know what I mean? Bring that home for the dog. It's just me eating in the car.
That's a new allow now.
Me gnawing on it in the car.
Must be an expensive steak.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, obviously the way you see all the sauce on the side of their mouth. Do you ever be talking to someone and you see that bit of foam on the side of their mouth? That's what it's like.
Horrendous.
I'm like, wipe your bleeding mouth, will you?
Yeah. And you end up doing it yourself.
Yeah, you're wiping your mouth to try and subliminally say it, yeah.
That's one thing I hate. And it's always in a gym session or something, you see someone just foaming. Like, just get rid of that.
Is he alright? Medic?
Yeah, he's taking a banger. But do you know what? Go somewhere where chicken wings are definitely not going to be on the menu. Like bleeding Bunsen or something.
Yeah, like there's places that do. She needs to bring it. Well, she needs to suggest a place probably that doesn't sell chicken wings.
A boneless bites probably be a better.
It's not a bad show. Did you see Bunsen are in court?
Why?
Because they're labelled as fast food. So one of the workers got his visa revoked and they're trying to say they're not fast food. So their worker needs a different visa because like he's a different level of chef.
Oh,
like a specialty chef.
Oh, really?
So they're in court over that. I was like, that's bleeding mad, isn't it?
That is
like, imagine
mad.
Being like, imagine someone saying to you, yeah, I'm this whatever level chef. Let's say there's 5 levels of chef, and they're like, I'm a level 4 chef. And you're like, no way. Yeah. Where the fuck do you walk to Shelbourne? No, Bunsen. So what, like, you flip burgers, like, and you're a bleeding high quality chef?
They are decent burgers, though.
They are great, but come on, like, I'd fancy my chances in Bunsen myself. I think I could start tomorrow and do a good job, like, you know
what I mean? Not get sick of cooking the same food all the time, like, just the same burger, same chips? Because they only have, like, 2 or 3 options, don't they?
It's like a business card.
Yeah, it's a business card. I do love that about Bunsen, though, because sometimes you go into
the restaurant. Exactly, like
that well. I hate being overwhelmed.
You're turning page after page after page, and you're going...
But my fella's a chef, and he always gave me...
What level is he now? Is it would he get a job in Munson now he's not qualified?
He's like, he'd be like putting the salt on the fries at McDonald's. Like, yeah. No, I'm only joking. He's doing it like about 10, 12 years, but he's a corporate chef. So basically, he's great hours. Like, he would work like 9 to 5 in, like, so he'd work in like Penny's head office or like, yeah, Indeed, like a lot of places like that. You know what I mean? But he was telling me, like, because he knows he's worked in kitchens for like small doses at a time. But he says, if you're ever in a restaurant, your food comes out after 10 minutes, it's not fresh. Like, he's like, it's reheated. Like, you notice that on like special occasions, like Valentine's Day or like Christmas, you'll notice.
Wow.
A lot of restaurants so have set menus, yeah, because especially with groups, it'll just be a set menu. If you go in with like 10 people, you'll only have like, because they don't want to be cooking like individual meals for like, yeah, 20 people. Do you know what, yeah, I mean? At the one table.
I say it's a nightmare for him to go out for food.
Oh, nightmare. Like, honest to God. Like, we have to cook at home most of the time because
it's not worth
yeah. I think the spuds could have been left on a little, yeah, bit longer. Too much cream in them spuds there. The steak is just a little bit tough.
Has he ever sent that back?
We actually did. We went for breakfast one day, and now, in fairness, like, I do agree with this. He ordered poached eggs and they were hard in the middle, like.
And he sent them back.
He sent them back. That's the only time. And he ordered a whiskey sour before. And in fairness, it was just like pure lemon juice, like. And he's like, it's not drinkable. I was like, oh my God. Louis Fitz.
What's your take on sending food back in a restaurant, Jeff?
I've done it in a high-end restaurant.
Yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Right.
Do you know what? We went out for my umpless communion and it was big. Like, just fucking, we've 8 kids. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm paying a fortune for that food, right?
Any
as it was.
Any meal.
And I won't name the restaurant because, you know, I just won't do that, right? But it's a high-end restaurant anyway. And we went
in. It was Bunsen.
No.
Supermax.
Supermax, yeah. No, we went in and me steak, I love a medium rare steak. You can give me a steak blue, but this thing just was not cooked.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. They must have put it on like this side and this side. And
just handed it to you.
I couldn't even cut the thing. It was that cold, you know. And then I sent it back. But then they send me back the same steak, just cooked. So they took it on my plate. Like, I took a bite out of the steak, first of all. Then they put my steak that was on my plate back on the pan. And brought back to me with the boy taken out.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was a bit bad. Like,
he's not pardoned out sending stuff back.
No, that was.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, I used to work in Dublin Zoo, flipping the burgers when I was about 15, 16 illegally. And if you sent that back,
really?
It was a bad idea.
Would you spit
in I'll say no more.
Oh, say no
more. Because I'll get in trouble. What?
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I just know.
What are the monkeys?
I just know people that weren't very happy about it. You know,
I'd be paranoid about that. Yeah.
I think if you're nice about it, like,
if you're nice about
it, look, I know it's not your fault. Like, and then you know, like, the waitress is the middleman, so they're going to be like, look, she's really nice about it. You know, just don't spit in this one. Like,
yeah. spitting it. Yeah.
The more you're paying for the food, the more likely you are
to be picky. Yeah.
Of course.
If you're paying 50 quid for a steak and it's not cooked the way you want it,
big money, like, you know, for a steak, it's big money.
Like, you're not sending a Bunsen back, eh?
Are you sending McDonald's back?
No.
I've seen it.
Oh, hold on, actually. If there's 5 nuggets in a six chicken, I'm sending it back.
I've seen my mate order a certain burger in McDonald's, yeah? Get halfway through the burger before realising, I actually didn't order this one, and got a brand new one then. So you got 1.5 burgers, basically.
And they're so busy, like, they wouldn't.
They don't care.
No, yeah.
They don't care, no.
Do you ever see a man, he goes around the world, what's his fucking name? He's a Welsh fella. He like just travels to the most random place in the world.
On the trains and stuff.
He's big on YouTube. But he's like, he does all that like mad shit. Like, he booked the cheapest flight. And let's say it's to London. Then he gets to London and books the cheapest flight again. Yeah. And everywhere he goes, just books the cheapest flight. Right. Goes to every country in the world and all. But he was saying that, like, if you just walk into McDonald's and be like, sorry, yeah, I'm staying the hotel around the corner. I ordered 4 Big Macs off you. You only gave me 3. They'd be like, oh yeah, sorry, there's the Big Mac. He does it all the time. That's like, nice. He does these stupid things like, spend 24 hours in this city without spending money. And he's like, that's what you do.
Wow.
That's mental.
Do you know what I read about McDonald's before? You know the way sometimes they put you in that parking bay if you're going to the drive-thru?
Yeah.
They're in competition with other McDonald's to like serve a certain amount of people per hour. And what they do is they put your order through and they act like you're after being served. And that's why they put you in that parking bay, like, so they can keep up with other restaurants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's like the bleeding, what's that called, premium boarding for Ryanair. Yeah. John, when they put you in the stairs, you'd be like, yeah, you're getting on force, but you're not, you're just sitting in the stairs waiting. That's basically what that is.
Priority boarding, that's what that is.
Car park of shame.
Yeah.
I hate getting into the car park. Just you're sitting there waiting, looking across the other fella going, yeah, what did you get? I don't know.
Yeah.
Waiting. And the poor sob has to come out then with your bag. Oh, I hate it. I'd rather sit down and eat inside than eat in the car. Nah.
I was going to say something there about sending the bill back. Oh, yeah, we went out for a Carberry before and I got mine. Grand, no problem talking into it. Mrs. found the hair. and it was embedded into the bidets.
Oh my god.
So you're like, you won't come over. And she was like, are you sure it's not yours? And like, she was able to pick it up and the thing was still unraveling, and there was bidets coming up.
Oh my god.
So already you're annoyed because they're like, on the defence, like, that's probably yours. So she's like, right. And I won't took it back reluctantly, came back and put the money on the table, didn't she? And my brother was like, I just wanted my food, I'm hungry, like.
Yeah.
That was it. So I had my food, she gave her the money back, I paid for mine, they wouldn't serve her.
No.
And she was in the height of it then. So, like, what's the procedure there? You know, when you send something back or whatever, it's usually complimentary,
yeah,
isn't it?
Complimentary, yeah.
Actually, John, it's funny, beer. The very first time we went to Bunsen ever, ever, and we always joke about it, she found her hair in the chips and we got the whole thing for free.
There you go.
And that was the very first time we ever went.
A friend of mine went for a salad around the corner from here. I don't know if the restaurant's still open. Found a slug on the underside of his lettuce.
Oh, actually.
And pulled the waiter over and said, listen, I was very Irish about it. I'm so sorry. I didn't pay extra for the slug. You know, would you mind? All? And the waiter turned around and said, that's how you know it's fresh.
I take that as a joke.
No.
But I'm like, give me the fucking money back.
Didn't a slug paralyze some fella before? Yeah. Do you remember that? There was an Australian fella. He had a slug as a prank and he got paralyzed.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
But that was the attitude then, yeah.
Here's one for you as well. I got a request for a prank call there recently, right? And the guy sent me, and I'll actually show you after this, a girl found a tooth in her chip.
Where?
A tooth. I don't know the name of the place, but I'll show you the tooth. I have the photo of a tooth in our like form one.
I'm not messing with you. A curry shop, like?
A curry shop. Now, I don't know the name or anything like that. I know that they're going through. Basically, what they're doing now at the moment is they're sending the tooth off to be examined to see, is it human or
chips
is,
must
it,
have been
is it a cat or something? Do you know what I mean?
Stop.
Honestly, I'll show you after this.
What, like an animal?
They're going to check it up in a lab to see whether it's human or an animal. Imagine it was a human.
Which would you prefer? I suppose you want
to imagine it could be the chef's tooth or something though, no?
How could a chef's tooth fall out?
Yeah, teeth fall out, Jim.
Just randomly fall out.
Flossing his teeth with the chips.
Teeth fall out, lads, no? That's what happens. It can happen.
Anyway, I'll show you after this. It's horrible.
God
anyway. But anyway, chicken wings.
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway, yeah.
We're still on that question.
Thank you, Enya. Thanks, you.
Yeah, keeping the show on the road.
I think it's a bit harsh of her friends telling her to get rid of him, though.
Oh, that's harsh. Day, somewhere you know chicken wings are not in the menu.
But and hold on a second. Say it to him.
Yeah. Some girls are very particular as well. Like, they're so icky. Like, I remember I used to hang around with this girl and we were up in the food court in Liffey Valley, right? And we were only teenagers at the time. She saw a fella that she fancied. She literally got her whole tray on the table and slid it off the thing because she didn't want to be seen eating. Huh. She was too embarrassed to be seen eating.
Yeah.
Wow. A human right, like something that we have to do to survive.
Yeah. I know, like young ones like that. Yeah.
Or people that do this, like, they're chewing as well. Anybody do that?
I think that's more manners, but like not seen eating, like, you know what I mean? What do you think? She just like fucking photosynthesis to survive, like, you know
just
what I mean? She
drinks that food, like, through a straw.
I'd love if he turned around and all he did see was her fucking the tray across the food court.
I'd be more embarrassed to see that now than anything else.
Oh, there she is.
Advice to her would be confront him on it.
Yeah.
And say, can you order something else except chicken wings? I'm at the scene eating them four times. Just say it. See what he says.
Do you know what's mad? The ick wasn't a thing 15 years ago. Like growing up, people like, oh, get the ick off that. And now, like, all of a sudden in the last 3 years, you hear this, oh, get the ick off that. And I'm like, what the fuck? He was all mad picky.
I often do, like, question boxes on my story just to get a laugh. Like, and one of them was when he goes upstairs on a bus and there's no seats and he has to walk back down. So petty, like. Oh, so petty. Or, like, when he has it, like, this is just on the subject of, like, things like you need to grow out of, like, Velcro wallets. A load of girls text in Velcro wallets. Like, imagine taking in, like, the fucking Simpsons or a Marvel wallet. Like,
the absolute noise.
That's a good shout, actually. That's fair enough.
There's no need to have a Velcro hand, is there? No, even Velcro pockets these
Velcro
days.
Velcro shoes come back there for a while. Did you see that?
Did they, yeah?
People are getting them, yeah. Like, you're seeing grown men wearing them.
The old Lansdales.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Remember the Adidas ones? K-Swiss as well. They were good K-Swiss.
They were good, yeah. They had the tree straps.
You used to be able to change the stripes on them and all. Do you remember them ones?
Yeah.
And they were brilliant.
You could twist the tongue.
Yeah.
Two different colour tongues.
Novelties.
Yeah. Fucking bring them back. That's a money maker.
They're still going, actually.
They're
just not selling over here, I think. But they're still going, yeah. They were a solid runner.
Yeah.
They wear them for ages.
Yeah, where are they now? Get them back.
You still see some outfielders wearing them, though. You know,
I
like
seen a fella wearing an Echo jumper the other day.
Remember?
And I was did you only get that recently? Have you still got it? Do you know what I mean? That's a good question.
Do you remember the Cabrini and the Bear ones as well?
Yeah.
The Bear ones.
You know, JD has a McKenzie tracksuit still.
Really?
Still, yeah. Especially if you go online, JD, and they still have McKenzie tracksuit. I'm nearly sure JD owns McKenzie.
They have to.
They're the only place I sell it. Like,
you know anyone wears McKenzie?
No, not now. But they still sell it. So like, why are they selling it if no one's wearing it? You know what I mean? So someone it's must true. Be wearing it.
That reminds me of like me Easter tracksuit.
Yeah.
Your Easter tracksuit.
Yeah, was that not a thing where people used to get Easter tracksuits?
Yeah. I'm Paddy Say.
I used to get everything.
Stephen's Day as well.
Yeah, you get new clothes,
Every time we get new clothes, every time, every event.
Is this just a Dublin thing?
Because we couldn't afford them from week to week, so we would wait like till it was a public holiday.
I'll put this out there to the listeners and let us know if you're from outside of Dublin, did you used to get new clothes for, what would you call
every
it?
Every event?
Public, no, they're not public holidays.
It was kind of like, Easter, it was getting like bank Day. Holidays or like public holidays.
Christmas,
yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's another one in there
Easter,
somewhere.
Easter, was it?
Bank
was it
holiday, August? Some bank holiday weekends.
August,
bank
August
holiday
weekend, yeah.
Something like
weekend,
that.
Yeah.
Weekend,
yeah.
Weekend, exactly.
A new tracksuit for a bank holiday.
Not necessarily new tracksuit, could be anything. You could get like new jeans or shorts or whatever. Yeah. New clothes anyways.
My God.
And if I used you went to love- out... Like, if you grew up in the morning, you went out with your mates, your mum's calling you back in, get in here and get them fucking clothes on you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Don't let anyone see you wearing no clothes on today, like, do you know what I mean?
Or asking, can you wear it a day earlier, like...
That's so gas. I wouldn't have heard of that.
Yeah, this is a thing. So all I want to know is a thing only in Dublin.
Yeah,
or there's other people out there do it. So we'll put that out to the listeners.
Jackeens never fail to amaze me. Alright lads, would you rather spend 2 years travelling the world with someone you know rots you, or spend 10 years at home with someone you don't know at all? They could be the saddest person on earth, or even worse than the guy you hate, but you don't know until you meet them and start the 10 years. Gaza. So you have to choose.
Gaza, not Gaza. Gaza's that place in
Palestine. Paul Gascoigne.
Would you rather, what was the first part?
You either spend 2 years travelling the world, 2 years only, but you hate them. They absolutely rot your brain. Or you take a punt on living with somebody for 10 years, but they could be sound. Or they could be worse than the first one. 2 years.
I'd love to travel and just wake up every day and be like, look, I'm going off doing my own thing today. Like,
that's the thing. You have to stay with them every day.
Yeah, I'd imagine you're travelling with them. Yeah,
travelling though. Like, imagine having to get to the airport. You're like, come on, William, we're going to miss this train, or you're going to miss the bus.
It's a lot.
Do you know what I mean?
And you hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, 2 years is a lot shorter than 10.
Yeah.
And you don't know whether they're going to be a prick if you spend time with the 10
people. Yeah, you're essentially flipping a coin there. Like, you can.
But what if
you,
they are sound? Because like, I know people that lived with roommates, and like, you 10 barely,
years
sometimes
well.
You barely
you
see them.
Because
you could be on different schedules. Like, they could do night shifts or something, so you could barely see them.
Well, I know loads of sound people, and I could gladly spend 10 years with them, but I'm like, look, could I sacrifice 2 years of my life to see Bora Bora and the Bahamas?
True. I'll go 2 years.
Yeah, but like, people have airport habits and all. Do you ever you don't really know someone until you go away with them, and you see the way they carry on in the airport, and you're like, oh my God, you can't even bleed. You can't even fill up the tray going through security.
I actually seen something the other day, and it was like, the airport should be split into two. One for people who have been to an airport before, and one for people who haven't.
Yeah.
It's like they're at the leaving the house for the first time.
Ever.
And they're like, you know when they stop in the middle of foot traffic, and like, people are in a rush and stuff like that. Oh, it's just, well, I get overstimulated.
Everyone in the airport is in a rush. Mm. Like, we all have to go to somewhere. That's why we're here. We've no reason to be here other than going somewhere. So will you fucking get a move on?
Yeah, even if you're arriving, you're in a rush to get out. As in, like, you're for a plane landing and you're getting through Dublin Airport to get to the car or whatever. So in both ways, it's a high tense
I'd hate to
situation.
See where they're going if they think the airport or Dublin Airport is the best part of the holiday. Do you know what I mean? They must be going to some fucking shithole. Like,
how soon are you getting to the airport? Say your flight's at 2.
Where am I going?
3 hours before.
If it's a Ryanair flight, I'm getting there at 1.
Really?
Yeah.
If you're flying out at 2?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 3 hours before.
Half 12.
Is that not the rule?
Well, I think it's transatlantic.
Well, transatlantic, you'd want to be there the day before.
Yeah.
If
it's Ryanair, so I'm going there on the continent and the flight's at 2, half 12, 1. You don't need to bleed.
Half 12, I'd give it half 12.
Yeah. What about America? Have you gone to America?
And it's at 12. Oh, the flight's at 2.
The flight's at half 1, whatever it is.
Say the flight's at 2, probably 10.
Right.
That's, I remember going through pre-clearance. I was going to Orlando, and there was obviously like a layover in Dublin, like, because the flight was this was another flight going to Chicago. You know the way you go into the second pre-clearance part?
Yeah.
And there was a massive queue, and this girl walked up to like this proper like owl, right? And she's like, I gotta get on this flight. Can I skip the queue? Can I skip the queue? And she's like, something to do with me, loves your own fault for throwing up late. And like, the poor girl was like, I gotta get home. And she's like, no, nothing to do with me, love. That my fault. Like, just no sympathy. And then she looked at me and she's like, oh, give us a laugh, go on ahead.
Do you ever see when you land on the plane that cunts to be jumping straight up, seatbelt off, and you're like, maybe we haven't even pulled into the lake and gate.
I'm that guy.
Are you, Ed?
Yeah.
Why? Depends on the flight. Yeah. There needs to be an etiquette on the flight, doesn't it? Like, it should be like, you're rows ahead of mine, so I can't get off before
go
I
ahead. Get yeah. You're not standing like
yeah,
this.
But some people, yeah, like, what are you doing? Sit down.
There's some people that are too lackadaisy as well, though. Like, they'd be taking off the stuff real slow and all, and they're dying to get off and stretch their legs.
Yeah,
do
I know.
You know what I mean?
But like,
some people, they do.
You made a good
mean?
Point. Like, the people who are at the window seat, they're standing there and you have to fucking crouch down. You're like, sit back down. We're not getting off.
I don't know. There's some, I agree. I think sometimes it's good to get off.
You just want
to
get your
stretch your legs.
Yeah, just get me off this.
But you probably only got off 15 seconds before me by being in a rush.
I know.
Like, I'm going to get off.
Psychological.
Like,
I think when you stand up, you feel like it's happening.
And then you rush off, and what happens? You go down the stairs, you have to go onto the same bus that you need.
But
you
outside,
need to wait on me to get onto the bus to leave.
Yeah.
True. Do you know what I mean? I think there should be a rule there. And same with boarding the plane, there needs to be a rule. Like, you should number it or organise it, right? Everyone who's sitting down the back is getting on first, then the middle, then the front. None of this, like, scattered everywhere.
They should do it from the back to the front, like, because they're meeting 100%. Halfway and, like, people are getting on at the front, but they're down the back and all.
That's what I'm saying. And if you want to be even more autistic about it, down the back first and then people at the window seats first. So you're in down the back and then they're already down, so there's no stepping over each other. Yeah. What do you think of that, Ed?
I like that.
Good idea, isn't it?
Put in a request there for that.
Like, when you're getting on a Ryanair plane and it's, like, the early hours in the morning and you're standing outside the plane and you're freezing, freezing.
Pay priority boarding and you're like, what the fuck is this?
I love it when it's like final call and the plane hasn't even landed for you to go on it. It's like final call, gate closed, and you're like, where are we going?
Oh, there's no one coming after looking at you,
The priority means nothing anyway.
It means nothing. You get to pick your seat, basically.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Or like, you don't, you can bring your bag on with you, isn't it? You can bring your 10kg on with you. Oh, and they're gone mad strict now with that, aren't they?
Mm. Yeah. I just don't get it.
And they're not doing printed boarding passes anymore as of yesterday.
Really? Yesterday? I can't remember last time I had a printed boarding pass.
Digitalized.
You see, I see older folks with the sheet in their hand.
Oh, God.
It's all crumpled up as they're, no, they can't. Yeah, it's all digital.
But you know, I was travelling to Manchester last year. I was going to see United, actually. And we walked into the airport. It was a massive queue. Like, when you walk into Terminal 1, like, you know where, like, all, like, the bag drops are and all? This massive queue. I was like, I wonder what's going on here. And all the scanner machines had, like, broke down.
Yeah.
So everyone had to go to, like, the Ryanair desk and get their pass printed. Now, eventually, it did get back up and running, thankfully. But, I mean, like, everyone made the flight by their skin of the teeth. Like,
yeah. And that's on them, like.
That just goes to show how technology.
Yeah. Do you remember it happened there a couple of weeks ago? Something went down in London.
Oh.
And, like, the knock-on effect of, like,
disastrous, yeah.
Big huge knock-on effect then in Dublin then.
The only way to fly is Knock. Have you flown through Knock?
No.
No.
In Mayo?
No.
Lads, never turning back. I've been to Abu Dhabi. I've been to Singapore. You park your car in Knock Airport. Say it's, like, I'm looking at the clock now, 10:43. You are at your gate at 10:55.
Kerry Airport is like that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Farnforth.
Yeah.
It is
are
glorious.
These proper airports? Yeah, like, yeah. Who's flying in there? Ryanair?
Proper, what is it? It's a shed.
No, but that's what I mean. Like,
no, they're sanctioned. Yeah, yeah.
Ryanair is landing in there.
Oh,
like.
Yeah, yeah. Flying all over. But you go in, you park your car, you walk through, and they're like, how are we getting on? And I remember the last time I walked through, some of my bottles were too big. And your man took one of them. He goes, I couldn't be taking the other one. I'd ruin your day. Go on. He let me through with it. But, like, Knock Airport is...
And ended up blowing up the plane.
Yeah, I did. I did, actually. Yeah, yeah. Fair play to him. But, no, the thing is, like, Knock Airport, it makes the journey and the experience. And it's got a lovely little restaurant, lovely little shop, and it's sound as a pound. You're in and out of your car and at your gate in about 9 minutes.
But those airports are so small.
You.
Like, can you imagine,
it's like,
Farthed. Yeah. Can you imagine, like, turning up early in the morning and, like, there's someone there with a set of kids opening
the
airport?
The airport. Yeah.
Turn on the lights.
Pulling the
shutter. Give us a second there, Jan.
Jerry, I seen you wandering around Dublin this morning.
You did.
Yeah, I actually got a fright when I seen you because you were walking away from the studio. I was walking towards the studio. Yeah. I was like, come here, I can't trust you that you won't come back.
I know.
So I was like, come on in with me. But then we were talking about some of your prank calls. The last time you were on with us, you done two. And it could be the worst one I ever seen. And trying to tell a woman that a week before our wedding, it's cancelled. While she was in getting her hair done for the fucking wedding. Like, you couldn't have picked a better time.
Yeah.
But we were saying, Shay Given liked it the other day. Jolie and Lescott liked it. And then Callum Best is at the comment on it as well.
Oh,
I was like, that thing. And every time I open my phone, new notification, someone else is at the liking it.
People just like to see people in pain.
I'm convinced
now, because they're the ones that get the most hits, like the ones that are either someone's crying or like, honestly, I know that sounds evil, but it's great to break the news at the end and say, look, it's all a joke.
Yeah, because I was saying to him, because he's caught people with like good news, but like, oh, you're at the game, this, you're at the game. It's like, no way. And then he's like, I'm only messing. I think it's better
that's
to tell
worse.
Them.
That's worse.
They are worse. Yeah, they're worse.
Like, tell someone they have to get their leg amputated, then be like, I'm only messing. So you bring them down, but then you bring them back up.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing them up and then back down
with the emotions. I need me full.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that you're timing the revelation that it's a joke longer and longer, or have you worked out?
Do you know what? I've worked out when to stop. When at the start, at the start, I was going a bit too far.
Tears, tears is
No, sometimes I let them cry a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, just a little bit, because like
just in case
it's just because you don't know whether they're on the brink of it, but then you're like, oh no, they are actually crying now. I better stall it back a bit. But no, it's not to hurt them. It's just like to give them a little roller coaster.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing about a call, like, you know.
We're going to do another one
if you want. Yeah, we'll give it a go. This is a lady here, Patricia in Wexford, right? Hi, Ger, can you do a post insurance for me, ma? I'm paying it months in the post office for her every month, 20 for her and 20 for me, or 20 for me dad. But I wouldn't be the most trustworthy, she says, right? So I wanted you to let on it hasn't been paid. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to ring her and say, look, your daughter hasn't been paying for this the last few months, plus every time you were paying that €40 a month in, we were sticking 10 off a savings account for you. And she's actually after taking the whole lot out. So it's a blonde girl. Her name is Alison, is it? She signed it a few times. So let's see what the man has to say about Alison. Right. But we might get Enya involved. Enya could be the manager, maybe. We'll see how it goes, right?
Yeah, because sometimes people do say to you, I want to speak to the manager. And you're like, oh, I am the manager.
If,
so you can actually
give
it to
you. If they do, I'll actually like
put them on hold.
But I might just say, look, I can put you on to someone more executive than me. Give me a I don't even know what accent I'm going to do yet. We'll just wing it. Anyway, let's see. Hopefully she answers.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Patricia?
That's right, yeah.
Patricia, I hope you're very well. David O'Callaghan here giving you a call from OnPost. How are you keeping?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just giving you a call from OnPost Insurance there. It's in relation to your monthly payments that you pay us every month. So you pay 20 a month for yourself. And then 20 a month
for
David. Yeah. That's what we have here on file. So there's a bit of an issue here. There's been a lady that was paying it for you over the last few months. Is that correct?
Yeah, my daughter is paying it for me.
Yes, of course. Now, your daughter, is it Alison, is it?
That's correct.
Right, yes, she's been signing for it the last few months. Now, how long are you paying this insurance off? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, God, I have it years.
Yeah, like I think there's a good 7 or 8 years there. Is there in payments?
Oh, more, I'd say.
Yeah, I think, well, look, so basically, when you've been paying that €40 a month, we've been putting your savings away for on post, basically, okay? Which means that a tenner every time gets saved in your on post account. And Alison has known about this. Now, I'll be honest with you, over the last year, she hasn't paid a single cent off the insurance policy.
What?
She hasn't paid a single cent off the insurance policy. So you're actually not insured over the last year and a half.
Well, I don't understand this. She pays 40 a month.
She was paying 40 a month. We look back on the cameras. Now, Alison also took out all the money, all the savings as well recently. And we just wanted to see, was that...
no savings in it.
No, but a tenner a month was accumulated every month from your savings. That's what we have with the insurance. And Alison took €3,500 from that savings account as well recently. But she said that you authorised that.
No, listen, who are you? I don't understand this at all.
I can put you on to one of the managers here in OnPost if you want to speak to her.
I feel a bit sick now about this and I really don't know who you are. It's very fishy.
I can ring you back on the mobile. It's no problem. The reason we call a no caller ID is because we work on home, but I can pass you through to the manager now if you want to talk to her.
But I don't. Can I just say, this insurance policy is a death policy.
It is a death policy, yes.
We pay €40 a month, and that's only to cover, God forbid, funeral expenses for either of us.
Currently, you're not covered for that. So if you drop dead today, you're not covered for any of that. God forbid you drop dead. You know, you won't be insured.
I'm going to talk to her and then I'm going to get on to somebody, all right?
Well, would you like to speak to the management first?
No. I'll do my own thing, all right?
Okay, well, look, just a quick one for you, Patricia. You've been pranked by your daughter. You're fully insured.
Jesus Christ, I tell you. I know she's not good with money, but she's...
Come here, and you're live on the Talking Bollocks podcast as well. Is that okay?
The relief.
I'm here with Enya Martin. I'm here with Calvin. We are fully insured. Were you a little bit worried there?
No, because I thought you were a scammer.
Oh, did you?
You should have okay. heard a different accent.
A different accent, yeah.
And I was going to get on to her now and say, Jesus Christ, listen to what's after happening.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. Well, look, thanks very much for taking the call, all right? You look after yourself. You get a prize?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll send you out a bingo card.
It's in the post.
Bingo card in the post, right?
Get your life insurance back.
Sound right? Go on, good luck. Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I was expecting a little bit more of a reaction, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to go darker.
Jesus.
Enya, you have a gig coming up?
I do, yeah. In the Ambassador, top of O'Connell Street, 12th of December.
Where can we get the tickets?
So you can get the tickets on Ticketmaster. So it's literally the last show of my tour that I've been doing the last 2 years. And then I'll have a new tour out, which will be starting hopefully around springtime. Another big venue as well, booked for that. So yeah. That's the last chance now. You can get to come see me on for that show.
Yeah.
And it's a good Christmas night out, you know, staff night out, girls night out, couples night out. And it's right in the middle of silly season as well, you know.
Yeah, and it's a good spot. The Ambassador's right in the middle of town and it's a nice venue.
Do you ever think of doing a show there in the Ambassador?
Yeah, but it's just the way things were lining up. Like, I'd love to do it because it's like right on the doorstep, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Where we grew up. So it'd be great to do. It was just the way things were lining up this year. We had the bleeding Bord Gáis and all, so it wouldn't have made sense to.
What was that like in the Bord Gáis?
It was there. You were there, yeah. It was mental.
Like, I used to always want to do the Tree Arena, but ever since I've gone to see shows in the Bord Gáis, I want to do it there. Like, it's like the Apollo.
It's so professional. Like, you have to kind of lift to go
backstage alone.
Yeah. It's like a hotel.
It's like a five-a-side pitch. That stage is. It goes back like three or four times what we saw that night in yours.
But
obviously,
then, like,
for the musicals, it has to be huge. But
yeah.
You're in, like, do you ever see the big lifts, like service lifts in hospitals? Big, huge lifts. There's one of them, and that's how you get from floor to floor. So, like, the dressing rooms are on, like, the fifth floor, and then the stage is on, like, the ground floor.
It's huge.
No, the stage is on the fourth floor, actually. So, when you come in, you have to get in the lift to get to the stage.
Oh, my God.
It's mad. Oh, yeah. So, like, if you're upstairs and, like, we need you downstairs, it takes about 20 minutes for you to get down. It's like, where's Enya? Or, like, walkie-talkie, you have to come down. It takes ages.
But it still feels intimate. The way it's designed is incredible. Like, that was a full house, and it still felt like the Olympia. Although there was, like, what a 12, 13, 1400 people. It just still has that kind of sense that they're all on top of you as well. Mm.
Yeah, and the first two rows are collapsible as well. Yeah. There's a pit there for an orchestra.
Unbelievable venue.
Jesus.
It's mad. Yeah, it's mental. Like, there's ushers and all, you know what I mean? Like, there's fellas going around like this way to your seat and all.
You know,
yeah,
with money when there's ushers.
Yeah.
Mental. Actually, Usher himself.
Yeah, Usher was there. Yeah. But yeah, JV, you want to plug?
No, I'm all right.
Yeah, all right, sound.
I'm all good. I'm all good.
Sending you that questions for next week. Enya and Jerry are going to stick around. We're going to do a bonus episode now. But what's it? talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
That's it.
You think I'd know by now, wouldn't you?
I think after, 2,000 episodes. Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
2,000?
2,000. I'm not doing it that long. Yeah. Actually, the podcast is 5 years old now.
Amazing.
26th of November.
Wow.
5 years. Five years. So,
great play.
Yeah, we should have had a party.
You should have had a party.
Yeah, so that's it for this week. Take us out, Ed.
Boom.
Before we go, we just wanted to give a shout out to Roystyle Furniture for supporting the podcast. Is your gaff overdue some TLC? Sort it all at once with Roystyle Furniture. They've got proper quality stuff. Sofas, beds, dining sets, and the house package is unreal. And you're supporting an Irish family-run business that actually knows what they're talking about. Plus, they're in Fonthill, Belgard, and now Omni Park as well. Open 7 days a week and late on Thursdays and Fridays in Fonthill and Omni, so there's no excuse. Get down and get the gaff sorted. Right price, right style, right now. Visit www.roystyle.ie and use the promo code GET10 for 10% off.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and long. When you finish that. The hip knocker. Go down.